Hey, fearless fundraisers, I'm Dawn Lego. It's time to buckle up. It's a new episode of Raise Nation Radio, the one and only podcast made to inspire fundraisers just like you to continue making impact in our communities, building better tomorrows, and exchanging ideas. So whether you're a trailblazer or seasoned pro, you'll pick up the trends that transform your fundraising. And together, we'll dive into lively conversations and we'll chat with industry-leading fundraisers and thought leaders to explore hot-button issues and innovative ideas. So stay with us for the next 30 minutes while we inspire you to embrace the future of fundraising. Well, welcome back, Raise Nation. It is so great to connect with you again. If you're new to the show, we're glad you joined us. Get connected with all of our episodes. We're about, over 150 episodes. So you have a little catching up to do, but we hope you enjoy the show enough to become part of the Raise Nation family. And if you've been with us before, thank you. Welcome back. And we're so grateful that you've made this show so popular. We have really authentic conversations here, and this one is no exception. I am super excited to reconnect and welcome back a former colleague of mine here at One Cause, Stephanie Rigler. You know how the story goes, like we're one family. We march to the same drumbeat as the nonprofit customers that we serve. So an interesting story, but I'm going to let Stephanie introduce herself. Stephanie has been with us at One Cause for a good amount of time. She's driven tremendous impact to our organization. And then her children's school needed some software. So, of course, she wasn't going to let them go with anything other than the One Cause software. And she helped them with their gala, so much so that they fell in love with her, just like we did, and pitched an executive director position to her. And after a few no's, it did turn into a yes. So we're still a family, and we're happy to be connected with her in just a different way. So, Stephanie, executive director of the Franklin Township Education Foundation. We're going to talk all things about back to school, school fundraising, all that good stuff. But hi, Stephanie. So great to have you back on the One Cause platform here on Raise Nation Radio. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. So good to see you again.
Likewise. How are your kids?
They're good. I have one that just graduated high school, so we're going to drop him off at college in a couple
of
weeks.
What? And they're not babies anymore.
I know. They're not
what
babies
happened?
Anymore. They grow up on us. Why do they do that?
I don't know. Oh my God. Going off to college.
Went off to college and then started the other one in high school this year. So,
wow.
I'll be doing the same thing with him in a couple of years too.
So he's going to high school where you're the executive director.
Yes.
Wow. How's that? Right. Is that good for him and good for you, or one or the other?
You know, it's good. My office is in the administration building, which is just across the parking lot from the high school. So when he has after school sports practices, I don't have to really go anywhere to pick him up. I'm like, just come across the parking lot and we'll head home. So kind of
there
makes
you
it
go.
A little easier.
Okay. So built in convenience there. That's good. Because I remembered, oh my God, driving Alyssa and Michael around just everywhere. I felt like there were times where I would just hit the glass and be like, I need to get out of the car. You know, like I'm just driving everywhere.
You're just a taxi driver at that point.
Yeah, for sure. Director of chauffeuring my kids. So funny. Well, you know, Stephanie, I know and love you. All of One Cause knows and love you, but some of our audience might have connected with you in your tenure here at One Cause.
Yeah.
But let's give them a refresher course. Why don't you introduce yourself? I want them to hear it from you. Share whatever you'd like about yourself personally, professionally, and let's just get to know Stephanie.
Yeah, great. Thank you. So when I went to college, I thought I was going to come out and be a high school history teacher. So my background is in education. That was my degree. But then my career path took a very different turn and I ended up in a nonprofit. So I ended up there for probably 10, 12 years in various nonprofits doing fundraising. When I had my second son, the one that is now when I was actually pregnant with him, so when the one that is now a high school freshman, I heard about this brand new company called One Cause that had just, well, actually back then that One Cause
were
wasn't,
we were we
the name.
BidPal back then?
You were
BidPal
back then.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So I decided that I was going to do that part-time, go to events and help people use this brand new technology that had just come out, and just fell in love with the company and what we were doing and how we were helping nonprofits. And so I ended up being at BidPal and then One Cause for 13 years. I started having a little bit of a, you know, voice in the back of my head saying, you know, it's been
what's
great.
Next?
Yeah, what's next? I felt like there was this calling of maybe you should go back into the nonprofit world, but I didn't know exactly when or where or how or what that looked like. And then, like you said, the Franklin Township Education Foundation, Franklin Township Schools, we are located on the southeast side of Indianapolis, Indiana, in our little township square of Indianapolis, where we live, where my kids go to school. And I knew they were going to start a brand new gala. It happened back in February of this year.
Oh, so
and
that was the first inaugural one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, first one. I had seen it in some parent newsletters that they were, you know, saying save the date. And I was like, I wonder if they have any software that they're using for this. And I knew they also had a golf outing as well. So I reached out and said, hey, what are you using for software? I know a place. So I got them connected.
I got a recommendation for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got them connected with the One Cause software. And then they were like, oh, by the way, our executive director position is open. Would you be interested? And at first I was like, no, I'm so happy with where I am at One Cause and all the nonprofits I get to work with. But then I remembered that little voice in the back of my head saying, you know, maybe you should go back and, you know, be in the nonprofit world in a different way than what I was with One Cause. And maybe this is it. Maybe this is what I'm being led to do. So I took a leap of faith and jumped in, and I started in January of this year. Just in time, started about 2 weeks before that gala. So,
really baptism by fire.
Yeah. Talk about hitting the ground running. But it has been a lot of fun. I've learned so much in these last 8 months that I've been on the job. But it's been amazing. It's been fun.
Wow. You know, it feels to me like everything has kind of, everything from, you know, college through your professional career kind of just came to an intersection, right?
Yeah.
You know, education, fundraising software. It kind of, I mean, it's really the best of both worlds. You're doing it all.
It kind of ended up marrying each other, going from what I thought I was going to do with my career path, what I ended up doing. And now I'm kind of marrying those two together.
For sure. And you know, you're still part of the family. So
we're still
connected. And so tell us a little bit more about just Franklin Township. You know, your kids go to school there. I'm sure you know it well as the executive director. I know you do a great job supporting the entire institution, from teachers to staff to students. But tell us a little bit more about the mission at Franklin Township.
Yeah, so our mission is to support the teachers, staff, and students of the Franklin Township Community School Corporation. So we're a public school. We service over 11,000 students in 11 different schools. We have 7 elementary schools, which service K through third grade, 2 intermediate schools, which have our 4th through 6th graders, a junior high, which is our 7th and 8th graders, and then our high school, 9th through 12th. So yeah, we have 11 different schools serving over 11,000 students. So it's a big area to cover, and a lot of people to try to get our mission out to, a lot of teachers, a lot of families, to try to share the message and educate them on who we are and what we do.
So an education foundation is typically designed to bridge the gap for the budget to make sure that programs don't get cut, or they are supplemented, or that there are the funds to tap into to make sure that no student gets left behind, and all arts and all of the, what they consider extracurricular, which I don't think they should be extracurricular, but that's another conversation for another podcast. But that's what an education foundation is designed to do, to really give a school district or a school region that security and sustainability. Is that right?
Yeah. So our school district does a great job in supplying our teachers with all the things they need to do an amazing job and really have an impact on their students. But sometimes there's things that could be supplemental, things that our teachers could use that would enhance the learning experience in the classroom for their students, or just make their jobs a little more maybe fun or easier, whatever that might be. And so a big thing that we do is we take grants for grant applications from our teachers. So fall is our big time where we open up those grant applications and teachers submit requests. My very first day on the job, I went to the junior high to deliver a check to the seventh grade science department to buy sheep eyeballs for dissection. So, that's not something that everyone does on the first day on the job.
That is a strange first day. Yeah, hey, Stephanie, how are you? Can you go pick up a couple of dozen sheep eyeballs?
Yeah, there
you
go. Yeah. But things like that, our science department, that they educated me. They were like, the sheep eye is so close to the human eye. It's a great learning opportunity for our students to be able to see how the eye works. So if we had the funds to be able to purchase this and do this in the classroom, it would be an added learning opportunity for our students. So that was something that the Education Foundation was able to provide them the funds to purchase that.
So that doesn't sound like extracurricular to me, though. That sounds like you're really integrating the work that you do at the foundation in all aspects of the education throughout the schools that and the students that you serve. I would have thought that would have been part of like the science department budget or something like that. But you're really involved, walking same heartbeat hand in hand with the budget, aren't you?
Right. Yes. And so that's something that's very important, that we know what the curriculum looks like for our district. And we work hand in hand with our curriculum directors to know when teachers are submitting their grant applications, that what we are funding matches what the curriculum is trying to achieve with our students, so that we're funding the right things. We're not just taking grant applications and saying, oh, this sounds amazing, this sounds great, we're going to give you the money for it, and then find out that it doesn't match what our school district's curriculum is. So we do have to work very closely, which is why, and it's good my office is here in the admin building. So I have those curriculum directors just upstairs from me. So, I can have those conversations with them and make sure that we're funding the right things so that our students are get and our teachers also are getting what they really need to go along with the curriculum.
Good relationship. Nice that, school regions, school districts, are forming. I think I saw that trend, I want to say about 10 years ago, or am I wrong? Have education foundations always been around? I just feel like I heard it more around 10 years ago, but it's nice to see them thriving and really being an integral part of what you offer, your students in terms of curriculum. And
our foundation has been around since 1996. So that is when we were funded through a grant here in the city. They funded for, so Indianapolis is made up of 9 different townships that all are independent school districts of one another. And so an endowment to fund an education foundation in each one of those 9 townships was created back in 1996. So that's when we officially began.
Wow. That's a little bit earlier than I thought.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. So, we're in that time of year, it's kind of back to schoolish, right? And I kind of think back to school, you think of new teachers and new parents and, who graduated, now they're alumni, and you have the incoming, whether it's kindergarten or, middle school, or, well, in your case, junior high school and high school. So there's this like revolving door. So what does back to school look like for you and what challenges do you have just in terms of, okay, I've had these people graduate, so now they're alumni, so they get this messaging. I have all these new incomers at all different levels and stages. How do I get this community going when you constantly have this revolving door to educate, give them the message, and get that financial, that fundraising momentum going? It's got to be challenging.
Yeah. And it's kind of two part. I mean, one, we're wanting to educate our new teachers that are coming in the door of who we are and what we do. A lot of them are first time teachers, so they don't have any experience with an education foundation. Some of them might be coming from another district where they had an education foundation where they're coming from, so they're a little more familiar. But a lot of our brand new teachers who have just come out of college, they're not aware that we're here for them. So it's educating them and letting them know who we are, what we do, how to get in touch with us when they need something, how to fill out a proposal if they're looking for funding for something. We know that teachers spend so much of their own money on things. So, you know, we want them to be able to know how to get in touch with us when they need something and think of us first. We might not be able to fund everything that everyone asks for because we are such a large school district, but we want them to think of us first and have that opportunity to take a look at what they need. So we just started school last week. So we are into today is day three.
You're back in session already?
We're back in session. We started on Thursday of last week. So we are on day three of school. So last week, all of our elementary schools had their back to school nights. And with seven different elementary schools, you have to really have great volunteers. We have an amazing board they're really like hands-on. They get in there and they help out. So we split up and we each took an elementary school and we were there for their back to school night so that we could connect with parents, because that's the other thing with over 11,000 students. That's a lot of families that you're trying to educate on who we are and what we do and why they would want to give to the foundation. So being at their back to school night to tell them who we are. And then we also, for our new kindergartners that were coming in, we tried something new this year, a campaign. The kindergarten class this year will be the class of 2037 when they graduate. Oh, that goodness. Is the year that they will graduate, 2037. So we had these yard signs made up, the signs that you kind of put in your yard, and it says, you know, class of 2037. And we had our foundation logo on there and we branded it with the district's hashtag and their name. So this was kind of a joint effort between the two of us, the foundation and the school district. And we got these signs out to the kindergarten families to put in their yards to show their pride. And people were really excited about that. They're like, where's my graduation year? So we're like, okay, maybe we'll expand this program and do the other classes as well at some point. But it was a way for us to connect with the kindergarten families coming in and let them know who we are and what we do right from the very beginning. Because, you know, hopefully they're going to be here for the next 13 years from kindergarten through 12th grade. And so we want to make sure we're building that relationship with them early.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun. I would have been that proud mom, like sticking out my sign and my daughter going to kindergarten. So how important is back to school for fundraising? You know, I think we do have a lot of schools. You know, One Cause does service a lot of schools. And so I'm sure they're listening and would love to hear from an executive director. Just how important is back to school? And what are your tips? Is this your time to go hardcore fundraising? Are you more awareness? Is it a gentle ask? Like, what are your tips for back to school and getting your development going at the start of the school year?
Yeah, for us, this time of year is a lot about education, which is funny because we're Education Foundation, but that's what we're doing. We're trying to educate our families on who we are and what we do. Because like I said, we've got a lot of new kindergarten families coming in, but having over 11,000 students, we just have a lot of families that don't know yet. I mean, they might be seniors in high school and just have never really connected or heard. And so just looking for different ways to get our name out there and let them know who we are and why they would want to support us, because supporting us means they're also supporting the teachers that are teaching their children. So it's a lot of education. And then we'll be ramping up to things like Giving Tuesday and year-end fundraising, mm-hmm. which, to be quite honest, we haven't done, I've only been here a couple of months, but looking at the history of what our foundation has done, we haven't done a big push for that in the past. So this will be a year that we're really ramping up to that this year and going to do a big push with Giving Tuesday and year-end giving.
Tell us your plans.
Together.
Everybody, our audience is listening. what are your tips? What are your secrets that you're willing to share? So it sounds like the new school year, that's your time to be super friendly, super pride, you know, a lot of schools pride and education and awareness. But that moves along quickly because Giving Tuesday is upon us, you know, end of year planning is well underway. So give us all your tips there. What are you planning?
Yeah, just looking to do, and hey, I'm taking tips too. So if any of your listeners want to contact me and give me their tips, I would love to take them as well. So I definitely don't know all the things, even as many times as I've talked to customers through One Cause about Giving Tuesday. I definitely love hearing all the tips that people have out there.
We learn and inspired by each other, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, like I said, just connecting with the parents and connecting with the schools too, and making sure that the principals, that we're hand in hand with the principals, so that when it comes time for Giving Tuesday, we want to get that information out to the families, that they're helping us get that in their newsletters, sending that, those electronic newsletters come out with our link to our giving page, so that they can give, you know, doing some drawings and prizes and stuff with our teachers who give, because we want, you know, them to be involved in Giving Tuesday as well. We're going to try some new things this week to connect more with our teachers and our community, do some teachers' night outs, and Ooh. The community is welcome to join as well. But we've got a couple of local restaurants here that are interested in hosting us and have these nights out for our teachers, which are fun and just relaxing. We're going to try some trivia nights with them, just a way to connect to them and learn more about what their needs are, but then also have the community come in as well so they can see what we're doing. And then just like I said, just continuing to connect with more and more people in our township so that they know connection, who we are. And yeah.
Connection and community.
Yep.
Good for you. But you know, Stephanie, yes. You were very, very involved in events during your tenure here at One Cause. Mm-hmm. So I hope that there's still events, because you were just so good at it, right? And you were good at consulting and helping all of our nonprofit partners. So please tell me you have fundraising events that you're working on as well. Did the first annual gala turn into the second annual?
It did. Yes,
it did. Okay. So tell me about events.
Yes. We do 3 major events each year. We do our gala.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So we do our gala. It's in February. So it'll be in February of next year. Oh gosh, we live in Indiana and the weather can be unpredictable. So doing a gala in February makes me so nervous.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
I know, I don't know, but yeah, maybe we'll look at whether that's the right time in the future. Last year we had gorgeous weather. It was just one of those February days where you didn't need a jacket. And so fingers crossed that we have that again this year. But we have our gala in February. We have a 5K that we do the Saturday before school starts. So it's always that Saturday. So we just did it a couple of weeks ago. It's a 5K and a 2K race. So that is, we had our biggest one since COVID this past year. So that was nice to do. And then we couple that with a back to school bash. So after the race is over, we have all of our high school sports teams. They set up a space. We're out in the high school parking lot. They set up a space. All the younger kids are there. And so they can go try out hitting a baseball or hitting a softball or throwing a football or having the cheerleaders, you know, stunt them up, you know, different things like that. So it allows the younger kids an opportunity to see some of the things that they're going to experience when they get to high school. And then all of our schools from elementary through high school have a table set up so that they can meet with families that are there in advance of the school year starting the following week. So they all have a table and tent. So it's kind of like a festival that we have. And so it's just a nice way to kick off what's about to be the start of the new school year that following week. So we kind of marry that. We started the 5K we've done for 32 years now. The back to school bash, this was our 4th annual of that event.
I love the school bash. That's a great idea. I think everybody, our school people are listening to that because you have your built-in exhibitors, you know how you usually
yes.
have,
mm-hmm.
but that's built in and it's just so intimate, right?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I love it.
Yeah. And our sponsors, they can have a table as well. So they're out there sharing who they are in the community also. Lastly, we have a golf outing that's coming up in September. So we do that it's called Back Nine. Some people may have heard of Top Golf. So it's kind of like that, not on an actual golf course. We do it at a location like that, which I kind of like. I think that's going to be interesting. I haven't done a golf outing at a place like that before. All the golf outings I did in my prior nonprofits, we were on an actual golf course, but I'm really excited to have them all contained in one spot so that I can walk up and down the golf bays and talk to those different sponsors and different golfers and make those connections. And again, share who we are and what we do and make those connections for the future. So I, rather than, you know, sending them out onto the golf course and I don't see them until they come back several hours later. So I'm excited to see how we can utilize that time with them all day long to build relationships.
Yeah, I'm seeing a theme here. It's all about connection and community. It seems like that's where, you know, you're taking most of your fundraising solutions. So, well, let's go back to the first annual gala.
Yeah.
How'd it go? What did you learn? What attributed to your success? How did the One Cause software work out for you? Give us, spill the tea.
Yeah, it was great. So we were hoping to raise 50,000. We ended up at 65.
Ooh.
So we went over for our first year. We were very excited about that. It was great. We used the One Cause software to sell our tickets, have our sponsorship packages online. And then, of course, we did a silent auction and a raffle. We did a donation ask, which I think we'll formalize a little bit more next year. Like I said, this past year, I came in 2 weeks before the gala. So we did an ask, but I think we can formalize that a little bit more next year and, you know, take advantage of that time with our donors this year. It went really well. We were very excited with how it went this first year. We do, our theme was a Monte Carlo night. So we had a casino area set up. We did our dinner. And again, that collaboration with the school district, they do a wall of fame. People who have been a part of the school district and have been impactful in the school district, they award them and put them on the wall of fame. And so that's something that the school district does, but we did that at the gala. So it was a way to kind of marry the foundation and the district together by doing the wall of fame at the gala. So we did dinner, we did our wall of fame award winners. We recognized them. We did a donation ask and then we dismissed them to go play all their casino games. And then we brought them all back after they played. They played for about an hour and a half. So it was kind of an intermission, a long intermission. But then we brought them back for dessert, to do raffle drawings, to again kind of do kind of a second donation ask, like, hey, silent auction's closed now, raffle's closed. You know, if you were hoping to win something in that silent auction and you didn't win it, now's a good time for you to still give. So we kind of did a second ask there. We didn't do a live auction this year, but that's something that I think we will probably add this coming year. But, you know, and the great thing is our board is just, like I said, they're amazing and they are so hands-on with me. With me starting 2 weeks before the gala, I started attending their committee meetings a little bit before that, just to kind of hear what was going on, but I wasn't officially on staff yet. And it was all of their board members who planned it without any hired staff. It was just volunteers from the board that planned it. And so they did an absolutely amazing job. So
shout out to the board there at Franklin Township. But I keep hearing like you've done a really good job connecting and building the community. And so I think that's part of your success for sure. I feel like everything I'm hearing, there's that integration that builds community and connects the dots. So
yeah,
good for you. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think in such a large school district, you have to prioritize that those connections in order for people to know who you are and what you do and want to support you. It's really important to get that message out there. Otherwise, people don't even know we exist. So that's been a big priority.
Or they don't know that something like their child dissecting a sheep's eye was supported by the Education Foundation. So it's important to get that awareness out there. So what's it like for you? Because I'm hearing some of the things that you're telling me in this conversation, like, hey, if you didn't win in the silent auction, this is a time to give. But I feel like I heard you say that to One Cause customers before. So it sounded so familiar to me. So what is it like now to be on the other side? Like, what, that dynamic's probably a little crazy for you, but tell me how that feels.
It is, you know, and it's wonderful too to be able to take the things I learned those 13 years at One Cause, all those best practices that we used to share, and now like be at an organization where I can put those best practices into place. And like we were saying earlier, just learning from each other, I learned so much from my customers that I used to work with, my One Cause customers, and just hearing their successes and hearing the things that they tried that didn't work, which that's okay too. It's okay to try things that don't work. We learn and we adapt and figure out, but that's how we, you know, we could try something that we're not sure of and it be a great success, or maybe it isn't. We know we don't try that again. But just hearing all my customers and all the things they used to share with me that they tried, and being able to put those in practice here and try those things. And even the things that I heard people say didn't work so well, every organization's different. So just because it didn't work for them, hearing how they
Good
went
point.
About doing it, I was like, you know, maybe it didn't work for them and I understand why, but maybe our audience is a little different and it would work for us. So that has been great. And, you know, I probably didn't do it enough when I was at One Cause, but using the resource page on the website to go in and find different resources and listening to Raise Nation and hearing people's tips and
do you
things
use
like
it
that.
now?
It's,
I mean, we, because we, we call ourselves the content king around here, right? Because we absolutely, you know, aside from award-winning software, we love putting out great, helpful, and useful content. So we have our webinars and our blogs and infographics and our podcasts. So do you use all those resources now? And One Cause University and our customer education, are you using all the tools?
Yeah, absolutely. And if I can't attend a webinar, then I make sure that I sign up for it anyway, so that I get a recording afterwards. And so it sits there in my inbox. So, you know, so I see it and I'm like, oh, don't forget
to
watch
that.
You
made my day, Stephanie. You just made my day. Thank you.
I'm
so
glad.
Glad that you're taking advantage of the resources. And it's just fun to see you, you know, now on that other side of things. But I'm not going to let you go before I ask you, what do you think makes Franklin Township and the Education Foundation different and special? I mean, I think we touched on a little bit. You certainly, I mean, I don't know how you do make these connections with 11,000 people, but connection community seems to be the priority. But what's different and special about the Franklin Township Education Foundation and the community you serve?
Yeah, our community, even though we're just southeast of Indianapolis, there's parts of our area where we can see downtown and we can see the big buildings in downtown Indianapolis, but we're still very much a kind of rural community. There's still a lot of farmland around here. And so it's very tight knit. We don't have a ton of businesses, which can be a challenge sometimes too, but it does make us a very close community, which I love. So I think that's what makes us very special. There's so many people who are alums of Franklin Township Schools that loved it so much here growing up that they stayed here and they're raising their own families here. So that certainly helps when we have generation after generation who are here. And so that's I think what makes us very unique and special.
Do you also go communicate with and connect with the whole alumni base? Is that part of your development strategy?
So that's something that we want to build more of, working with our alumni more. Like my son's class just graduated. They're just under 800 in his class. So they're pretty large classes. So something that we want to work more on is working with the high school. And I know I spoke to one of the high school assistant principals right after graduation. He was like, we need to work together a little bit more on how we can keep in touch with these alumni and keep them connected and with the foundation. So that's something that I think we will be working more on to make sure that we are staying connected with them, because a lot of them do stay in the community. So we want to make sure that we're staying connected with them.
Yeah, well, 8 months in, we'll take our hat off to you. I don't know how you participate in an event with only, you know, 2 weeks under your belt. And wow, I mean, you have new programs like Teachers Nights out and three events. That's not, I mean, you know, Stephanie, we talk to some organizations that literally have one event a year, but three, that's like you're on a revolving door, and I'm sure there's overlap, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oof. Yes.
So hats off to you. I mean, you know that we're here for you. One cause, we're, you know, and you know all the ins and outs and how to get to all the places and all the things for support. So we just want to wish you all the best of luck now that you're back to school. I know it's challenging every year. It's like a revolving door, but you certainly have the foundation. They're lucky to have you. We miss you, but we want you to check back in with us. Let us know, you know, how you're doing. I don't know, February, you got to move that gala, because I know we used to have a company meeting every year at One Cause. And I was like, not sure I can get in or not, because I'm traveling from New Jersey, but I don't know. We need to move that a little bit later, I think.
Yes, I know. I definitely get a few more gray hairs leading up to that week, checking the weather forecast.
Well, I think you would get a few more gray hairs with the oldest going to college now. Yeah, that's nerve-wracking. Did you move?
He moves next week.
Well, good luck with that too.
Thank you.
You have to keep send us pictures.
I will
want to say it. Well, I'm so glad that you joined us. To our audience, I am so sorry, but that's about all the time we have for today. We'll drop into the show notes, you know, how to get in touch with Stephanie if you want to brainstorm ideas for Giving Tuesday or end of year fundraising or events or how to get the most out of your One Cause software. And as you heard Stephanie say, she'd love to hear your tips too. But that's about all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's Raise Nation topic. Good luck to all of you who are going back to school. And hopefully we gave you a little dose of fundraising inspiration. Please tune in for a new episode release every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. That's Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. But in the meantime, listen to all the episodes on Raise Nation Radio. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we have 150 of them. So if you're new, got a little catching up to do. And we do stream just about everywhere. So no matter where you get your podcast, you can follow us. This way you can get notifications about all our new guests. I would like to thank our sponsor, One Cause, for making this episode possible. One Cause is driving the future of fundraising with easy to use digital fundraising solutions that help nonprofits connect with donors. Check it out, onecause.com. And just like Stephanie mentioned, please visit the resource tab on our homepage. There's a broad catalog of content, and we really try to make it helpful. Hopefully you can take advantage of it. Huge shout out and thanks to my guest, my friend, my former colleague, Stephanie Rigler. She's the executive director of Franklin Township Education Foundation. She's super busy with back to school. So I really appreciate you taking time out of that crazy hectic schedule to join us. But before I let you go, I do have to ask, any last words of inspiration for our audience?
I would say just connect with as many different resources and people in the fundraising world. We're all in this together.
We are. That's right. One Cause, right? That's why we are branded what we're branded. Well, good luck with back to school and Giving Tuesday and end of year. We're going to want to touch base with you for your gala in February, wishing you all the success. Let's hope you exceed that goal once again. Thank you, Stephanie, so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's a wrap. Until next time, I'm Dawn Lego. This is Raise Nation Radio. You stay fearless. Thank you.